We've woken up to the sad news that Dame Olivia Newton-John has passed away. And 131060, I want to open the lines. Just, you know what? Just honest and open about the fact that Grease and Olivia Newton-John and that sort of generation, that movie, it touched all of us in a particular way. It doesn't matter what age you are, everybody will be waking up hearing this news going, oh my goodness, I can't believe it.
And she was just one of, you know, Olivia Newton-John, just one of the women of our screens and someone who I think we were really proud to have as an Australian, you know, to represent us.
Yes, and I was wondering, I was just trying to sort of cast my mind back, and I think she was certainly, for me as a young fella, one of the first Australians that I was aware of that had really taken the world by storm, and so definitely we were proud of her.
Grease.
It's Grease. Lost the word, isn't it? I mean, Grease is the word, Kim.
It's a mood, it's a feeling.
It really is, right? Now, this is the thing. Like, for us, so we were kids. Like, this is, so 1978, Grease hits the screens. Olivia Newton-John, bang, she explodes and she's globally famous and, you know, puts Australia on the map.
Hey, look off. I got a surprise for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sandy!
Sandy?
What are you doing here? I thought you were going back to Australia.
We had a change of plans.
I can't. Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is. Rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
Classic, right?
And it's rockin' and rollin' and whatnot.
Now, even though I was born in 85, like 7 years after that movie came out, and a 90s kid, that was the movie where, if it was on television, it was the movie where we were allowed to stay up late to watch it.
Which, okay, I suppose when you think about it, I don't know even that the themes are appropriate for kids, but our parents at the time didn't seem to think it was an issue.
No, there was just something about it. Like, and I remember that movie would be on every New Year's Eve in the 90s, because I would always remember we would have, you know, parties in Mum and Dad's backyard in Queen's Park, and for some reason, like, that movie would always be one of those that they would, the television networks would love to finish the year on.
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, you didn't go to a wedding or anything without hearing the Grease Mega Mix play. That's for sure. Mm.
Do you know, I think that the telling sign for me that I was probably up for a lifetime of summer relationships was that I had written on my ruler in primary school. I wrote on my wooden ruler, "I love Danny Zuko."
Oh, you're joking.
Oh, really?
I mean, I went for the bad boy. What an idiot. And in addition, he's not a real person. Danny Zuko is a character.
That doesn't matter.
That's how stupid I was.
And you say bad boy, but look at him. He became a pilot and an actor. You know, you did all right.
So 131060, I want to hear about your Grease memories this morning. Ryan in Beachborough, good morning to you, mate. What do you got for us?
As soon as you guys put that song on, of course, I drive a truck for a living. I had it cranked.
Good on you, mate.
Because I sit up so high, watching everyone that actually has your radio station, they're doing the arm actions the whole lot.
Oh, brilliant.
Fantastic.
One thing,
nice one, Mix Fem. Nice one.
That's it.
You just get caught up in the feeling, don't you, Ryan?
Oh, man. As soon as you said it, Pete, goosebumps, that is not the word.
Yeah.
Grease was the word.
It is. It has a huge impact on our lives. It's amazing that a movie that actually, when you watch it back, is a little bit naff.
Yeah.
But we still love it.
Lorraine and Hilbert, tell us about John Travolta.
Yes. Well, I'm a huge fan of the movie. My daughter's a huge fan of the movie. We actually met John Travolta when he came to Perth. And he even, I've got videos of him holding my baby in his arms. Yeah. And my eldest daughter dressed up as Olivia, as Sandy, for a school dress up day. So, huge Grease fans, huge Olivia Newton-John fans. Very sad. I feel like I've lost a friend today.
Yeah, it's sad, isn't it?
That's how people are feeling for sure.
Joe in Henleybrook, good morning to you. What's your Grease memory? What are you talking to us about this morning?
My earliest Grease memory is wanting to share a bed with Danny Zuko.
Hey, Joe!
Oh, get out of the way, Kimber.
Yeah, get in line, Joe.
I didn't know why I wanted to do that. My mum had said she wanted to share a bed with Danny Zuko. So I decided, I want to do that too.
Oh, God, when you told people and you were younger, were people thinking, what is going on here?
They had no idea. Oh, terrible, Terrible.
Oh, I don't know, terrible. Hurricane.
I was too little to know what she was talking about.
Yeah, yeah, bless.
As my old mum would have said, he can put his boots under my bed any day, Danny Zuko.
He was such a bad boy. It was a terrible choice.
He came good in the end.
But you can't change a bad boy, and it was teaching all of us ladies bad lessons, man.
Who went where? Did Danny become, you know, like, better or nicer, or did...
No, let's face it, they both had to change for each other, which is a ridiculous way to start a relationship and really unhealthy.
Well, hang on, they met in the middle.
Oh, hang on a minute.
Hang on, so
what's wrong with a bit of growth, Kimber?
Yeah.
It's not growth. She took up smoking. She completely changed her entire character and took up smoking to impress him.
But those pants... into those pants.
It has worked.
Thanks for your calls and sharing your stories this morning. It is a sad day, but obviously, you know, a big smile for all of the incredible memories that Dame Olivia Newton-John has left us with from an extraordinary career.